This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 15, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good afternoon. The open session of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, January 15, 2009 will now come to order. Item number one, the first item on the agenda is agenda document number 0901, the minutes of December 18, 2008, open meeting. Mr. Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move approval of the minutes for the open meeting of December 18, 2008, as set forth in agenda document number 09-01.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. 6-0. The next item on the agenda is agenda document 0902, draft advisory opinion responding to a request by Mid-Atlantic Benefits. And let's see, at this point, we have a presentation from the General Counsel's office, and I guess we'll go from there on that footnote issue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mid-Atlantic Benefits, a limited liability company treated as a partnership for income tax purposes, requested the advisory opinion before you in agenda document number 09-02. The request seeks permission for MAB, in conjunction with a corporation, Agility Inc., to recruit political party committees to participate in an affinity program, which makes a prescription drug discount card program developed by Agility Inc. available to party committees. The participating committee would create, market, and distribute such cards to supporters and other interested persons. The pharmacy networks would pay a transaction fee to Agility Inc. for each purchase of a medication with a card. Out of this fee, Agility Inc. would pay a transaction fee to MAB, its partner in the program. Out of the fee MAB receives from Agility Inc., MAB would in turn pay a transaction fee to the participating party committee. The draft concludes that, based on the evidence provided, MAB and Agility Inc. may not implement their program by contracting with national committees of political parties or with state or local committees of political parties using their federal accounts. This is because Agility Inc.'s corporate treasury funds are the source of the participating committee's transaction fees. In past advisory opinions, the Commission has disapproved of affinity programs in which payments to participating committees originate in corporate funds. Also, MAB's and Agility Inc.'s proposal contemplates an ongoing commercial enterprise rather than an isolated transaction with a participating committee. Because the participating committee would earn a transaction fee every time a cardholder uses the card, the committee's revenue may potentially exceed the value of the services it provides. Finally, the draft notes that, with respect to state or local party participation, nothing precludes committee participation with respect to non-federal accounts, as defined in 11 CFR 300.2J and 300.30B1, so long as all transaction fees are deposited in non-federal accounts, and so long as the committee's participation in the program and depositing of fees in their non-federal accounts are permitted under state or local law. We received one comment on the draft from the requester, who appears to have misunderstood what we meant by the term affinity program in the draft. We would propose to amend the draft, and the proposed amendment is before you, to explain what we mean by affinity program. We did not receive any other comments on the draft. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Council. Any questions? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. Just a technical note in the spirit of the past 2 days, they're not really seeking permission. They just want to confirm their understanding of the law. They don't really actually ask us permission. It's whether the law prohibits it or not. But I want to try to talk a little bit about their comments and make sure I understand that we're addressing them. The first point is this notion that we're declaring that the partnership and the corporate entity are alter egos, and somehow that's what's deciding our decision. My understanding, that's not why we're deciding our decision.
It's the
fact that there's a corporate money passing through a partnership. The recipient party committee would know it's corporate money, and under probably the Tillman Act, probably FICA, and certainly BICRA, that's not going to go to a national party or a state account of a federal party. So the alter ego thing is not really what we're doing here, right?
That's correct.
Okay. The second is he asked the question about, well, how come when you get interest from a bank, which is a corporate entity, how come that's legal? Well, because it is, right? That's an exception to the rule.
That's specifically provided for the investment in the regulations.
Right. That's clear. The answer is because you're not a bank.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. The third is this example about, well, if you have a car wash or something and somebody comes up and gets their car wash and uses corporate money, you know, that would be okay. Well, no, that wouldn't be okay, right? That would be a corporate income. When you buy the W hats or the Obama hats, those are deemed contributions, and people don't really mess around with whether or not that's taxable corporate income or contributions. Is there really something there, though? Could a party committee actually do a car wash that accepts corporate money?
Not to my knowledge.
No, but assuming they're consistent with the law, they couldn't do that, right? I mean, they could do it, but... maybe some consequences for those acts.
There would be consequences for that.
Okay. The only thing I note is that I think this is the draft is wholly consistent with the past AOs. I'm not so sure the past AOs in the modern era would still be dealt with the same way, because I think the factual patterns have gotten more complicated in post-Bicker. I think there may be some concerns that maybe not were around when the RNC asked for the AO in the late 70s or early 80s. But I appreciate you answering my questions. I just wanted to make sure we're addressing the comments concerns and the commenter was actually the requester. And although I appreciate their points, it doesn't seem that it changes the draft.
No, not in my opinion.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
And the footnote that suggested, I think, is a good addition, because when we use terms like affinity program, which aren't really real words, other than that's the term that was kind of made up long ago, it's good to make sure everyone understands it, so that other folks looking to rely on the AO can do so. And the only thing I note, it's just an AO, right? This is not saying they cannot do it if they modify their procedures or somehow do it in a way that then is consistent with the law. They can still do what they want to do. We're not putting them out of business or anything like that, right? They just have to do it in a way that's consistent with statute.
They can't do it in a way that's presented according.
Right, but they can change their conduct and then find they can maybe find a way that's, and actually it seems to suggest there are ways they can do it, just not exactly this way.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? Procedurally, if we're to incorporate this, do you want a motion to amend the document to include this footnote first? Okay, do I hear a motion?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve agenda document number 09-02 as amended by and to include the footnote that's been presented here at the table.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All in favor, 6-0. Next item on the agenda is agenda document 0903, draft advisory opinions regarding the request by Texans for Lamar Smith. Mr. Vice Chairman, I understand they have a late submitted document.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-03.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. 6-0 in favor. I have comments from the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document 0903 responds to an advisory opinion request submitted by Texans for Lamar Smith, the principal campaign committee for Congressman Lamar Smith. The committee asks whether any statute or regulation prohibits a paid staff member from also serving as the treasurer of a leadership PAC sponsored by Congressman Smith. The individual's duties and hours for the two committees do not overlap, and her work for the leadership PAC is entirely on a voluntary basis. The draft before you concludes that no statute or regulation prohibits such an arrangement, and that therefore the individual may continue to serve as both a staff member of the principal campaign committee and as the treasurer of the leadership PAC. We received no comments on the advisory opinion request or on the draft. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from commissioners? Okay, hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve agenda document number 09-03.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it, 6-0. There's no further business. Are there any management or administrative matters to discuss?
There are none.
Thank you. Meeting's adjourned.